This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. A senior American health official says the U.S. is sending at least 50 public health experts to West Africa over the next month to tackle the worst ever outbreak of Ebola. Thomas Friedman, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told the BBC that Ebola was currently out of control, but could be easily stopped with basic health practices.
What we're doing now at CDC is surging our response. We are going to put at least 50 public health experts in the three countries in the next 30 days, because actually we do know how to stop Ebola. It's old-fashioned, plain and simple public health. Find the patients, make sure they get treated, find their contacts, track them, educate people, do infection control in hospitals. You do those things, but you have to do them really well, and Ebola goes away.
Even with that, though, the question remains on the minds of many. What is the possibility of Ebola spreading? Eden Wells is an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So one of the big concerns that we're hearing about is air travel, that the U.S. Right. is just one flight away from the virus. How troubled should we be by that?
A lot of people, understandably, hearing about a case of Ebola, a fearsome disease, can travel from one country to another. But I think we in public health have known that diseases like this of all kinds travel without any regard for boundaries, especially with the way we all fly around the world. Everything's so global now. But when a patient arrives in another country like Nigeria, becomes sick on a plane, and then a few days later passes away in a hospital, that frightens people, and especially to think that maybe one plane flight from an affected area such as Western Africa, the three countries that have been impacted with this great epidemic, that one flight could increase the chance of one person maybe on that flight arriving in the United States who is ill.
Well, so let's talk about the likelihood of that happening.
You know, I think that it's a lot less of a likelihood now than it was a few days ago. And the reason why is that in the West African countries, such as Liberia, they had not been executing some of the practices we do in our airports. We don't allow sick people to get on planes. And we also would screen anybody coming off of a plane or even during a flight should they become ill. And there's also a public health system here that is a bit more developed than what we're seeing in West Africa that has suffered a lot of issues, you know, civil strife, difficult, arduous type of public health systems, that it's been hard for them to actually control disease spread. Most of the time, we're able to keep people who are sick off planes. Mm-hmm. We have a system here in the United States that the Centers for Disease Control would be immediately aware if somebody was on a plane that became ill. Especially from now that we from a country that we know is having Ebola. And there are procedures in place to quickly isolate that patient, identify those that patient's been in contact with, and immediately stem and control any potential spread.
And that's what I want to get to. I mean, how capable is the U.S. public health infrastructure? Are right. we set up for that?
Well, you know, I was just thinking on Friday that when the Centers for Disease Control has started to go to West Africa, mm-hmm. pick up two American mm-hmm. patients who I think they're picking up one at a time mm-hmm. to bring back here to the United States. And I know that that caused a lot of fear when many of us, even in my family, my friends were saying, well, wait a minute, you're bringing Ebola to the United
right.
States and
right.
you know you're doing
yeah.
it. But we wouldn't do that without some knowledge that we are able to contain this type of disease. We have the public health infrastructure, but we also have the healthcare knowledge and ability. And those are two different things. Mm-hmm. The public health part, where we're actually screening at airports, having our health departments really look and be aware of disease, mm-hmm. but also our healthcare workers who know what to do if they have a suspect patient, how to control the spread.
Compared to other dangerous viruses, diseases, how quickly is Ebola spreading?
You know, interestingly, that's a very good question. There are other diseases out there. Measles comes to mind, are actually much more highly infectious than Ebola. Ebola requires a direct contact with fluids from the affected person. So it may be blood, it may be horrible things like vomit or diarrhea when they become ill. Certainly blood is always a concern. And that it requires a direct contact. You can't usually get it unless you're in close contact with a patient, somebody actually has to have symptoms of the disease before they actually can spread it with Ebola. So there's some helpfulness there so that if you were traveling on a plane and somebody got off the plane, then became sick a little later, chances are you were not exposed to that person on the plane if they were not having fever, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. Okay, so that's a good marker. Most people also, when they become sick with something as fearsome as Ebola, get sick very quickly. Mm. And those are not people likely to get on a plane. They're not likely even people to go visit their neighbors because they don't feel well and they immediately become quite ill.
Finally, what will you be keeping an eye on in the days to come, in the weeks to come, as we hear, unfortunately, most likely that the disease continues to spread?
I think there's going to be, I call this enhanced situational awareness. And doesn't that sound fancy? But in public health, there's many of us who will be keeping a very close eye on the case reports that come out daily from World Health Organization. World Health Organization is really, because this is a multi-country disease, is really our lead organization for public health. Our Centers for Disease Control is actually very active in working with World Health because of the expertise. So they're already, as of Friday, we're sending at least 50 or more experts from CDC there. And, you know, I think that we're going to be watching counts and we're going to be very attuned to listening to our clinicians, our health caregivers in our communities, if they have suspect cases, you know, and then, you know, giving them the information they need. If they have a suspect case of somebody who may have traveled in affected areas, how to isolate the patient, get the appropriate blood tests so they can be quickly diagnosed, get them into the appropriate healthcare system, and then investigate and make sure no one's contacted. Can a case come that's undiscovered to the United States? Sure. I think it's slow. As I mentioned before, Liberia just late last week started even putting in some of those safeguards of screening people before they got on planes. The risk is low for many areas, but it's not zero. So all of us will be watching, monitoring, and listening closely to our state, our federal, and our international health departments.
Eden Wells is an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.